Right now, we're going to bring in our next guest. We've got Rachel Premack joining us, our editorial director. And Rachel, of course, Convoy was the hot topic of discussion pretty much through the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth. Now, it was coming to light that there are many carriers who are owed several thousands of dollars in some cases. Talk to us a little bit about what we are finding out about the financial plight of Convoy.
Yeah, so we've seen with brokerages in general, as they go bankrupt or just simply shut down, there's often a group of carriers that still need payment for jobs they may have completed in the last days or weeks before that shutdown. We saw that with Elite Transportation. There's a group of creditors, a group of brokers saying, of carriers rather, saying, hey, I still need some payment for these loads I finished. We also saw some of that with Surge Transportation as well. So naturally, it makes sense that some carriers that worked with Convoy are also struggling to get paid for loads that they finished in those last few days before the brokerage shut down on October 19th. So I talked to a few drivers who and fleet owners who work for Convoy, who use Convoy as one of their top brokerage apps, and they're saying that they haven't yet been paid for certain loads. And also that at this point, it's really hard to find someone to get in touch with to talk about how exactly to get this payment through.
And Rachel, can you talk about the timing of this all? Because of course, it's no secret that we're in the midst of an ongoing freight recession, and really how much harder this might hit some folks compared to if this were to happen, say, in the middle of 2020 or 2021.
Yeah, definitely. So the drivers and the carriers that I spoke to, they definitely mentioned that they have, you know, with Convoy going away, they are struggling to find new loads. One driver I spoke to actually had sort of a dedicated type route with Convoy moving Sam's Club loads. And obviously nowadays it's very hard for an owner operator or a small fleet to find some sort of contract job. Even in good times, it's obviously challenging to find some sort of contract type work if you have a small fleet or if you're an owner operator. Another driver I spoke to, interestingly, he mentioned that a load that he had through Convoy, his drivers at his fleet are still managing to move that load, but it's no longer paying $450, it's now paying $400. So we're definitely seeing some indications where, sources had mentioned in previous articles that Convoy was, perhaps overpricing certain loads. And we're definitely seeing that evidence with some of these drivers who are saying, yeah, I'm moving the same loads as I was before. It's just paying a lot less than what Convoy had paid me.
So the interesting thing, I think, in all of this, Rachel, is the fact that there's a really big lack of transparency going on. And typically when you see a company shut down, whether that's bankruptcy or just a straight up closure, there is that kind of murkiness for a little bit before they come out and while they take time to kind of restructure. Now it's been nearly 2 months since we've seen this shutdown, and Convoy was a business, a digital brokerage who had transparency as part of their ethos, right? That was something that they kind of built into their business model. Do we see now any clarity at all in anyone stepping up from Convoy and saying, hey, okay, this is what's happening? Either a timeline saying, okay, we're going to plan on paying by this date, or we're going to plan on figuring out our stuff by this date.
Yeah, I definitely know what you're saying, because Convoy definitely had that ethos and that kind of reputation of being a carrier first broker. They were someone that really promoted their carriers and really, you know, focused on that small fleet owner operator group. At this point, though, Convoy is basically being managed by their lender, Hercules Capital, and, you know, kind of consultants that are working with the wind down operations. So there aren't many, if any, Convoy employees still at Convoy. Dan Lewis, the former CEO, he has left. Basically everyone that was at the company is no longer at the company, and it's being run by this group of, by this lending group. So, but the answer to that is that there hasn't been any sort of timeline announced. When I reached out to Hercules Capital, they, several times over the past week, they did not respond to my inquiries or didn't reveal any sort of plan for a wind down operation. It doesn't appear that the carriers that are trying to get in touch with the entity still operating as Convoy have been able to find any new information. And also kind of interesting is that these shippers, you know, there are definitely some big name public companies that these carriers have been hauling loads for. When they've tried to reach out to the shippers, they also, it's also a challenge to try to get in touch with anyone. These carriers just are kind of struggling to figure out who to go to next and if there's anyone available that can help them out at this point.
And of course, there's a scale of those that are getting impacted by this. And one of the stories that you highlight within your article is a factoring company in Illinois. Can you tell us about that situation?
Yeah, so the probably the biggest, one of the biggest losses, I imagine, from convoy carriers is Eagle Radovich, this small carrier based in the Chicago area. And the woman who owns the company, she was telling me that, you know, she was working with an outside factoring company. That company, you know, was paying her, you know, on time, but the factoring company hadn't received payment from Convoy for certain loads. So she was saying because, or, you know, according to, you know, emails and documents that I had viewed, this small carrier is at risk for their factoring company to come back and say, hey, we haven't received any payment from Convoy. We're not going to be taking payment out of the check that we're sending you. So it's probably a good reminder for carriers, especially as these brokerages start to fold at kind of an increasing speed, to check whether you have recourse or non-recourse factoring if you are using an outside factoring company. Because in her case, it was her factoring company is a recourse lender. So she's at risk if the factoring company doesn't receive their payment, that their funds would be, you know, I guess, garnished from subsequent checks.
So, Rachel, for a path forward for any of these carriers or their subsequent factoring companies, whoever's owed money by Convoy, are we looking at now the potential for a lawsuit to come together, or is there any type of recourse other than just having to wait it out and see?
It's funny because the carriers I spoke to a few of them did ask about the potential for some sort of class action suit. It seems like the next steps, because Convoy didn't actually go bankrupt, these carriers can't sign on as creditors to some sort of bankruptcy proceeding. So that's another thing that kind of limits their potential to get money, to get their money from this whole bank brokerage shuttering. So as of now, I'm not aware of any sort of class action suit or any sort of, you know, lawyer that's getting involved in gathering these carriers, but it certainly could be one next step or one potential outcome from this. The source familiar who I spoke to about the Convoy shuttering, they mentioned that it was, you know, very important that they paid as many carriers as possible, that they believe they paid the vast majority of carriers, and that there's probably a few that got caught up in, let's say, a strange sort of a factoring situation or some other sort of paperwork disabled them from getting involved and getting their full payment from this proceeding. But yeah, as of this point, not aware of any sort of class action suit, for example.
Certainly a lot of developments going on in this ongoing situation. Rachel, thanks so much for covering it for us this morning. For those that want to follow your content or reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at RRPRE, or you can search me on LinkedIn at Rachel Premack.
There you go. Thanks, Rachel. And of course, we will catch up with your content.
Okay, thanks so much.
Right now, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more for Moves Now.